Welcome to Ape TV. I'm your host, Bibridikios. I'm here with Nifty Labs CEO, Digital Lawrence, and COO, Ty. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, man, doing great. Thanks for having us.
Very awesome, my friend. Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for coming on the show. Now, I want to congratulate you guys for being the ApeSwap partner. How did this partnership come to be?
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting to be working with ApeSwap. The partnership came to be mostly through a mutual friend of ours. We were exploring the Nifty launch and the best ways to go about it. So, you know, we've been building behind the scenes for about almost a year now, just working on our technology stack. And when it came time to finally kind of launch, we just started scouring the entire crypto scene of, you know, who to work with, who not to work with, and started doing a lot of exploratory meetings. And I think we had one meeting with ApeSwap, and I don't think they really knew about us or, you know, and we didn't know too much about ApeSwap other than what we saw, you know, on Twitter and like kind of the large community. And but we didn't know, you know, exactly how everything works. So once we had a meeting or two, then it was like, okay, this is a good group of people that we think we'd want to work with. And it kind of blossomed from there.
That's just awesome, you know, just to see how many new partners we're bringing in. And your product is very, very exciting. I'm super excited about it. Right now, you guys are the last IAO. Can you tell me about that experience?
Yeah, Ty, I don't know if you want to rotate answer this one, or I can.
Sure, we can just do that. Rotate answers. Sure. I mean, the experience was really incredible, to be honest. The ApeSwap team, we've said this repeatedly, they rolled out the red carpet for us and just made the whole process very, you know, very, very easy. And it's not very easy to say that an IAO experience was seamless, but it really was. They just helped us out in a lot of different areas on the education side. You know, even after spending multiple years in crypto, both Lawrence and I were just kind of mesmerized on how a lot of these different token sale structures work and whatnot. So it was just really cool to see it all play out and come together. And, you know, we couldn't be happier to be partners with the ApeSwap team. Those guys are just very professional and just created an awesome experience.
Definitely, definitely. We appreciate you guys joining us. That's for sure. Now, start earning through accessing with Nifty Labs. Tell us about what Nifty Labs offers.
Yeah, so, you know, kind of some of the core thoughts around Nifty are replacing traditional username and password account signups with digital assets. So, you know, there was a thread a couple months prior as we were already building Nifty that said Ethereum accidentally solved logging in across the web. And what they meant by that is by signing a public key signature, essentially you can authenticate yourself to an application. And that skips the whole email password sign up, which inherently can be very risky. So, you know, obviously crypto is a bit not exactly always the safest. You know, you always definitely need to practice high security. But when you're signing up for new applications, essentially most of your data is being stored in the cloud, not on chain. And there's a lot of opportunities for data breaches to happen. You've seen with Equifax, and you don't have to really kind of go into it too much, but people know that storing credentials with centralized parties can be inherently risky. So what Nifty does is essentially allows you to leverage your digital assets as accounts. So, for example, if you wanted to sign up to a new Telegram group that was restricted only to holders of, let's just say, 100 bananas, you can do that. And that's actually something we did for the launch. So that starts getting really cool, where you can start attaching kind of pseudo-anonymous identities to community groups and applications just based upon your digital asset holdings. And we just think that as like the rise of crypto communities and profile pic projects grow more and more, people are going to want to prove who they say they are by showing off their digital assets in kind of a trustless way. So Nifty is just like a really cool way to advance Web3, and it's cross-chain. So essentially, you know, if you wanted to get into an event with our mobile app, like let's say a crypto conference, Some event organizers might ask for you to, for example, hold some Chainlink to get into an after party or own some Ethereum to get into DEF CON. Well, you really need a way to facilitate that public key signature and broadcast your asset holdings to the end party. So Nifty kind of just packages that all up and makes it super easy for us to transition more into Web3 and get away from Web2 username and passwords.
It seems like it's groundbreaking because I've never heard of anything like this before. And I'm just happy. I'm happy that we all get to experience this and, you know, this new world of crypto, and it's slowly being accepted into the real world, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, it's exciting. It's super exciting. I mean, crypto has grown so rapidly over the past couple of years. I mean, I remember in the last major market cycle, I mean, mobile wallets really weren't even a thing. I mean, that's a pretty new thing, having a robust mobile wallet, and really Wallet Connect and DeFi. I mean, really wasn't even around in 2017 or 18. So, you know, take it for granted now, most people, including myself. But if you kind of just take a snapshot back over the past 3 years, I mean, the industry and blockchain in general has advanced like exponentially in terms of usability and user experience. I mean, you know, before MetaMask, it was kind of my Ether wallet. I mean, that was kind of like the main thing. And then just out of nowhere, MetaMask came and dominated. So, you know, we hope that Nifty will essentially, someone's notifications going off. But yeah, well, we hope that Nifty will essentially be kind of one of the next big phases of crypto where people could take their profile pic or their fungible tokens and broadcast that across the web.
Yeah, I could see it too. Yeah, it's leaps and bounds where it was from a couple of years ago, that's for sure. Now, the Nifty token, now you earn that while accessing gates, token gates?
Yeah. Lawrence, you want me to touch on that or you want to go ahead?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the idea for the Nifty token was specifically designed around rewarding the users in our ecosystem. So the Nifty token is a utility token that, of course, works hand in hand with our access to earn ecosystem. So what we want to be able to do is really change the way that users participate in products. In Web2, what happens for users is they become the products. They become, you know, essentially their data becomes the product in ways that that data gets sold off to different institutions for, you know, a multitude of different purposes. And of course, the user has no say in how that data is used or sold. And, you know, in just using the product for free, their data is being siphoned in that way. So in Web3, we want to change that a little bit. We want to give back to the Web3 user. And we can do that because we can directly tap into wallet addresses to offer those rewards to those users. The other thing that we want to do with this token is we want to use it to, of course, reward users for incentivized behavior, organic behavior. And this is really big, especially when you look at just the community groups example that we have, where, you know, any given community group will have, you know, maybe hundreds of thousands of different bots, you know, joining these community groups. And of course, that's not organic traffic. And nobody really, you know, says, oh, I need more bots, you know. It would be great if we could get more organic traffic, right? And so the idea for us is to be able to incentivize users with these Nifty token rewards to join these different community groups. And of course, beyond community groups, we can also incentivize event attendance, you know, of course, through our mobile app. We can also incentivize, you know, exclusive content for users to check out exclusive content, or even in the future, the ability to reward users for joining metaverses. So this is really how the Nifty token was designed to be used, and that's how we intend to use it.
Nice, nice. Now, are there any key tokenomics you guys want to go through?
Yeah, I can kind of touch on it. You know, right now what we have is from tokenomics, it's very interesting. We're an ERC-20 native audited smart contract, and immediately we bridged a large portion of the initial supply to BSC. So that's actually what's driving a lot of the liquidity of Nifty is actually the ApeSwap community and their user base and essentially their TVL is mostly driving a lot of Nifty's growth right now. So that's super interesting to simultaneously launch on two chains essentially with two liquidity pools. That allows us to tap into like markets that most projects just couldn't. You know, most projects focus on one chain and then maybe later try to build, you know, support on another chain. But for Nifty, we knew that we wanted to have the best of both worlds, which, you know, kind of like the stability and security and trustability of Ethereum. And then also the same with BSC plus low fees. That also attracts like a lot of different types of users. So like from kind of an initial token generation event, that was super interesting. And then like kind of going more into the tokenomics right now, we actually launched at a very reasonable market cap, right around 1 million market cap. So that's pretty exciting in itself to not kind of launch at a very, very high market cap. There's a lot of benefits to kind of launching at a smaller market cap that, you know, most people in crypto would understand. But yeah, we're essentially looking at driving utility and liquidity for Nifty token across multiple chains and across multiple platforms and exchanges in the future. And the actual like tokenomics of Nifty, it's pretty cool. So we have an initial supply minted. And then similar to ApeSwap and Block Rewards, Nifty does the same thing. So right now we have a total max supply of 1.4 billion tokens. We have an initial minted supply of around 505 million. But really only our circulating supply is about 80 million Nifty right now. So it's actually pretty cool the way that the Block Rewards will be emitted over time. And we're not even turning that on for a couple months because we're going to be developing some on-chain activities for the Nifty token over time. You know, we have a really great in-house blockchain engineering team, two guys that are just absolutely crushing it, and we're going to be developing kind of our own suite of tools that directly work on chain. So, you know, the Nifty Connect product is a mobile and web app that directly ties into Web3, but we're going to have more native on-chain activities, and we're looking to model two projects mostly kind of as our inspiration. One is Chainlink. They do a couple things very similar to us in a lot of ways. So we're looking to kind of emulate a lot of their success in the ways they've kind of built out their token ecosystem and kind of Oracle network and kind of how the billing and the token value accrual ends up there. And then also Axie Infinity. You know, that's a massive opportunity for Nifty is to get into that world of the play-to-earn model. You know, that we took a lot of ideas in generating our access-to-earn model. So we're kind of looking at two projects in crypto as kind of our North Stars, both very different, but also a lot of ideas to pick up from. So, you know, right now the token's live, we're on BSC and Ethereum. We're looking at some more non-DeFi exchanges right now. And the actual like token mechanics are going to become like more clear over Q4. But mostly the biggest thing is that we're going to be building some on-chain activities so people can start utilizing Nifty in a very unique way.
That's awesome. And, you know, congrats on launching on two chains at once. Like, you know, like you said, not too many companies or platforms have even tried that. And
yeah,
it's a success so far, man. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been very helpful working with ApeSwap on that. You know, it was a novel concept that kind of, you know, we all came up with near the end of the exploration for the token generation. And, you know, everybody fell in love with it. We loved it. And, you know, it was really awesome to have the ApeSwap team kind of in some ways hold our hand through the process, especially of kind of getting into the BSC ecosystem. Ty's been in the BSC ecosystem for quite a long time. I've been in the Binance ecosystem for quite a long time, but yeah, I mean, it's just incredible to kind of like exist like this and work with ApeSwap. And we just feel really good that this is just kind of like the beginning of Nifty. You know, a lot of times when a token generation event happens, that almost sometimes marks the end of a project, but we feel pretty good that this like truly works, marks the beginning.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, and you were the biggest IAO we've ever hosted so far, and it's just staggering. So I did see a teaser on Twitter about staking. How soon can we see staking?
Within the next 7 days. Maybe sooner, maybe later, kind of tying up some loose ends and getting the right partners in line and making sure that the mechanics of the staking works. And, you know, people want it, and people, you know, it's not just a not just kind of like a thing to do. It's something that will like actually improve the project. So we're kind of ironing out those details, but like no later than 7 days from today, you know, today's Friday. So by next Friday, probably sooner, but giving us till Friday. And that's really going to kick off a lot of activities for Nifty. That's, you know, kind of like the first thing that we're going to do. But like, you know, pretty much you can expect every week to 2 weeks, some significant milestone for Nifty to be rolled out. And we pretty much have that almost entirely planned going to New Year's.
Definitely that. Yeah. Staking is crucial, right? And it's a beautiful thing because it does invoke lots of activity. Now, governance, can you guys go over the governance?
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to be spinning up a DAO for Nifty, and that's going to be really cool. So essentially we're going to be modeling for governance, Sushi. We really like, you know, Sushi and ex-Sushi, and how their governance model work with on-chain proposals and things like that. So that's essentially what we're going to be modeling, and that's just going to allow the community to really be more involved with the project's direction. You know, like right now, it's a pretty decent sized team, and we have a lot of partners, but over time, that team is going to grow quite a lot, and we're going to aim to make the project pretty much decentralized as best we can over the coming months and year. And the main driving force of that will be kind of the DAO and the governance behind that DAO, because there's a lot of decisions you have to make as a project. And, it, you know, it's helpful early on for, you know, some of the core team members and extended family to kind of help navigate through those decisions. But as you grow to scale, it's super beneficial to essentially delegate out a lot of the major decisions that our network or project does to the community. I mean, those are the people that kind of make your project special. So we want to essentially want them to be directly involved. So we're going to be modeling kind of Sushi's governance token in those ways and allowing people to essentially participate in major decisions for Nifty in the future. And that's just going to be super important for kind of the decentralization of the project. Because the end goal for all this is to create an industry standard of logging in that people use. And the best way to get buy-in on that is, like, one, build a great product. And then two, in a way, let the ecosystem take over. You saw, you know, Sushi kind of forked Uniswap and started there and kind of improved upon it. You know, we encourage people to get more involved with our project over time. So we're going to be opening up a lot of our API docs, a lot of our source code, and just a lot of the kind of governance positions to the greater industry.
Definitely. That's very, very exciting. It's awesome. Now, I know we touched on token gates. Can you guys elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, I can touch on that. So, well, first of all, you know, it's important that everybody's on the same page on like what a token gate is. Because a lot of times we get in the habit of just assuming that everybody knows all of these terms, you know, around blockchain, just because we've all been here, but it's not exactly the case. So essentially a token gate is very much what it sounds like. You know, you will have to require a digital asset that can be a fungible token or an NFT, you know, to essentially gain entry into, you know, it could be a private community. It could be a, you know, some kind of private content, exclusive content. It could be obviously, you know, using an asset to get into a in real life event and so forth. So you can just think of, you know, these token gates as the requiring or preventative measure to keep people who don't own assets out and people who do own assets in. And so that's just a token gate. So for our token gates, the way we designed everything is we started out with our web application, niftyconnect.com. And what you can do on that platform is you can actually create your own profile. So for example, in the case of ApeSwap, you know, we created a profile for you guys and eventually handed it over to you guys. And then what you or what we end up doing together is creating a Binance Smart Chain token gate, which you can create on the platform itself. And that Binance Smart Chain token gate directs the user into a private channel within the ApeSwap Discord. And you can customize this. There's a couple of different options. Well, more than a couple. You can decide which chain you want to use when you create the token gate. So you can choose from a list of EVM compatible, that's Ethereum virtual machine compatible chains. So that's chains like Ethereum, obviously, Binance Smart Chain, Matic, Avalanche even, and then, you know, there's a whole list of others that you can choose from. Additionally, some other chains that we've added or are adding is the Wax chain. We've already implemented that. So that was a big demand for us. That's a layer one chain that's very popular with NFTs. And then the other one that we're adding currently is Solana. And obviously, for very good reasons, that's going to be a big one for us. So you can choose your chain first that you want to essentially require the digital asset from, or the digital asset wherever it exists. You'd obviously want to select that chain. Then, you, of course, you go to the actual function or the content or community you're trying to gate. So then you would decide, okay, I want to gate a private Telegram. So you may choose a Telegram option, or maybe you choose a Discord option. Obviously, in the case of ApeSwap, we use the Discord. And then, of course, once you set up the actual gate, it's very simple. The users can essentially explore through the platform for any gates that are available. And you'll be able to see on the gate itself, hey, I need this asset with this contract address and maybe this token ID in the case of an NFT. Or obviously, you know, if it's a token, like a fungible token, you'll just be able to see the contract address. Now, if you have all those things needed, you can essentially enter the gate, or at least attempt to enter the gate. And of course, if you do have the asset needed to get in, you're in. It'll take you directly to the private community or private content that has been designated by the creator of the token gate. Or of course, if you don't have the asset, you're not able to get in. So that is essentially like the full breakdown on the how the token gates work on our web app. And then of course it works very similarly on the mobile app as well. Of course, this time you'll be using the mobile application for Nifty Connect, where you can you know, log in with your MetaMask or your Wallet Connect you know, wallet. And of course, the asset needed to gain entry to these token gates will have to be in that wallet. You know, and you can just log in through that way as well. So that would work well for IRL event gating as well. So that's kind of like the high level overview of all that.
Nice, nice. You know, and you made a really good point too. If you want your community to be purely organic, this is the route to go. And I'm really looking forward to using it. I actually did use the token gate for the IAO, and yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah, you know, it's kind of cool, you know, how everything's playing out. I mean, at the base level, like a token gate, kind of the way we're thinking of it now, just messaging, is like, it's a bouncer. It's a digital bouncer where you come to the door and, you know, at a nightclub, you better have your VIP ticket or the bouncer says, no bueno, you know, yep, get out of here. With our token gates, it's the same thing, but the ticket is instead on chain and it's any asset you want. So you could do like just weird stuff. I mean, you could make a Twitch stream where unless you own, you know, 10,000 Cardano, you can't watch it. I mean, there's just, you know, possibilities are infinite. So our main thing right now is focusing on adding more chain integrations. And from there, then we're kind of just leaving it up to kind of the entire industry as a whole to do with it which they please. So like right now, like Ty was saying, a lot of IRL events are coming back, especially in crypto. And a lot of them are looking to essentially do things to this effect. So right now, you know, we're talking to two bigger projects at some conferences that said, hey, we're going to throw a side event. They need to hold this NFT we minted to get access. And it's like, boom, we can do that easily. So we're looking into stuff like that. You know, our mobile apps are in beta in Android and iOS. Similar to kind of our dual chain launch, we're doing dual platform launches on Android and iOS, which is just really cool because, again, you know, we want to make this as easy and as accessible for everybody. So we didn't want to stick with just iOS or just Android. You know, there's a lot of people in the world that use both devices. So focus on that. But, you know, essentially how it's going to look is you walk up to, let's just say you're in Miami for a crypto conference. People say, hey, there's an Art Basel event. You need to have a, let's just say a Bored Ape or a CryptoPunk to get in. Well, essentially, you would walk up to the door. You would wallet connect, sign a signature, and the bouncer, the actual bouncer in real life, would pull up his side of the app, scan your QR code, and that QR code denotes that you own the underlying asset, and then he'll get a check on his phone that'll say, yep, here's the hash of that transaction. They do currently possess this.
Open the door.
Now, in the future, you can get like automated, where it's like a smart door. I mean, you could do crazy things in the future where you walk up to a door, you show a QR code denoting that you have the NFT, and the door unlocks automatically like a magnet. But, you know, we're not really there yet. That's not like a huge use case at this time. But, you know, these events and these digital events and communities and even applications, I mean, in a lot of ways, an NFT could replace a software subscription. You know, like Adobe Cloud right now, you have to put your username and password. Instead, they might just require you to purchase a monthly NFT that represents that membership to that suite. And then you'd have to sign in with that NFT. And there's a lot of benefits to that. One, companies can pick up more crypto native users, which everybody wants. Two, they can offload a lot of the account user management on chain. So they don't have to maintain these crazy databases of millions of customers and essentially be sitting on password hashes and things like that. They could just mint 10,000 NFTs for yearly subscriptions to Adobe Photoshop and, you know, first come, first serve. And the cool thing about it is it generates a secondary market for subscriptions. So if I'm using Photoshop for 45 days and I'm just not getting a lot of value out of it, I can just sell my NFT and anybody else can pick it up. Right now, the way software and SaaS models work is you're locked in. You know, you put your credit card on file. If you want to cancel mid-month, that's it. I mean, you don't get any money back really or anything like that. But with the future of kind of how everything can end up, it's, you know, you can have secondary liquidity for a Netflix subscription. So that's kind of where we're trying to go with everything. And we just feel like it's going to be a more like interoperable and funner web experience in the future.
Yeah, definitely. It's a genius idea. I mean, it pretty much eliminates counterfeits.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind blowing. I love it. Now, Nifty Labs was formed with the goal of creating community-based solutions to assist the NFT ecosystem's newly discovered growth. NFTs take security to another level using your service. So now, can you go over the single sign-ons, the authentications, the social vibe that you get using Nifty Labs?
Go ahead, Ty.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll just touch on the single sign-on aspect really quickly. So what we're thinking of in terms of, you know, a single sign-on for digital asset login is having an interoperable solution to be able to aggregate chains. You know, that might be Ethereum virtual machine chains, obviously EVM compatible. It might be Wax. It might be Solana. It might be other chains, other popular ones. And the idea here is that the goal is to bring all these chains together to essentially a single sign-on solution where a signature brought up by a phantom wallet on Solana, for example, could be sent to one single location to sign in with your digital asset. Or maybe you're using Ethereum, so you want to use MetaMask. Or maybe you're using Wax and you want to use the Wax Cloud Wallet. Essentially, we believe that there will not be one chain to defeat all other chains. They each have their own special abilities and use cases. And so we believe that all chains will eventually be successful in their own ways. And we want to be able to aggregate those chains into one seamless login experience so that people can take their digital assets and prove ownership across chains. And so that's what we're looking at in terms of like the single sign-on aspect. And in terms of authentication, I think James can touch on that, or Lawrence, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, to be honest. So the way you can kind of think about it is you're creating a brand new pseudo-anonymous identity, and that identity can be tied to many different wallets across many different chains. So, for example, I could essentially broadcast that I have asset ownership interest on BSC, on Ethereum, on Wax, on Solana, on Avalanche, on Cosmos. And then by broadcasting those asset ownership, then it's kind of up to the other side of the equation to find out where that leads me. So we're going to see a lot of really cool things built in crypto in the future. But like one example could just be essentially a decentralized rental credit application where essentially, you know, when you go to rent an apartment or sign a lease, typically they want to see some type of balance or assets and credit score. Well, you know, that's obviously super centralized. I mean, I could see in the next 2 years, major leasing offices accepting crypto as verified account balances. You know, normally when you go to put an offer on a house, it's proof of funds. You need a letter from the bank certified. Nifty could essentially facilitate that proof of funds across your different wallets and chains. You could essentially just broadcast one QR code and they could essentially automatically see a hash of all your different assets across all your different chains. And this can all be done pseudo anonymously. Like you don't have to say, hey, this is John Scott, these are all my wallets. You could just say, hey, this is user 123, here are some wallets I have, this represents my underlying assets, am I okay to proceed either in this financial transaction or joining a community group? So we just think that, you know, having these digital assets are essentially going to be very, very, very important to display and broadcast over the coming years. And a lot of the use cases aren't even discovered yet. I mean, there's going to be stuff where, you know, no one even thought of, but we firmly believe that having the ability to broadcast what assets you own, even pseudo-anonymously, is going to be extremely important over the coming years.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree with that. That's spot on. Now, now, I did witness a video of you guys showing off a social media post on Twitter where you could actually have your verified BSC or ETH NFTs as your profile picture, and you actually have a little verification icon on there. Now, is that going to be something that we're going to see soon, or can you walk us through that?
Yeah, Ty, if you want to jump on that one.
Yeah, we actually, I'm not sure if we posted, you know, our concepts personally for NFT Labs yet on the NFT verification, but that has been an idea and concept that we've been talking about for some time now. Essentially being able to prove the ownership of that pseudonymous identity, that profile picture NFT, as your identity on like a social media site. So something that Twitter actually recently released along with their Bitcoin wallet additions into the Twitter application is the idea to explore that NFT profile picture verification. So Twitter is not the only one that's going to be doing this. I have a feeling Instagram is going to be integrating some sort of services like this into their applications. I'm sure Facebook will have it as well. And it's just going to be a common theme across social media applications in general to be able to verify the NFT that you're using in your profile picture, because it's very important now that we're dealing with, you know, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars for a CryptoPunk or a Bored Ape. And that IP, that content itself is the asset. You know, the JPEG really is the asset, or at least the representation of the asset. And so it's very important that these social media sites prevent people from pretending to have these assets as their profile pictures when they really don't. So that's something that's going to be very common across most social media applications. And that's something that obviously we can do from our tech immediately, because we're just, you know, verifying digital asset ownership and we could obviously result in some sort of verification, like a blue or a green check mark in Twitter's case, for example.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, will you guys offer your own exclusive NFTs?
Yeah, you know, we when we first launched, started building kind of at the end of last year, we minted a very limited run of approximately, I believe, and Ty knows the number. I think it's 450.
Yes.
450 early access NFTs. And what that did was allow people to try the product early by proving that they own that NFT, and we would show them kind of the product being built. We do plan to kind of bake in a little more utility into those NFTs over time, and we've already have. I mean, if you kind of do some snooping on what's happening to those NFT holders right now, they're all very excited. There was like some secret rewards for them, so they're stoked about that. But you know, we'd like to kind of do a very important NFT project in the future, but there's a lot of hesitation because you got to do it right, you know.
Yeah.
You really got to do it right. And so we kind of have this master plan for something incredible, but we're still kind of chilling on it, waiting for the right time and waiting for the right concept, because we've kind of had a lot of concepts, but we just want to do it right. So it's not like immediately like no imminent NFT project release, but we are Nifty Labs. We are building some core tech of the industry. So I would expect us to release something very cool. But again, it's kind of like not on the immediate roadmap, and we just want to do it right. You know, we want people to say, wow, this is freaking cool, and not like, oh great, another NFT project.
No, for sure, for sure. You know, like a lot of people don't know what goes into it. A lot of stuff goes into building building NFTs.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's a process in itself. So we've been talking to a lot of the bigger quote blue chip NFT projects, you could say, and just working with them or really discussing with them their concepts and where they're going on their roadmap. So we're learning. You know, it's kind of I don't want to say easy, but you can launch an NFT project whenever you want nowadays. There's enough resources out there and enough people out there to help you. But we just want to do it right. We want to do it in a way that hasn't been done before. So we're waiting on that. I think we have a lot to kind of prove out on the product and on our fungible token side first before doing it. But it's definitely top of mind, just not happening right now.
Got it. Now, in terms of your guys' roadmap, you guys want to touch on that before we wrap things up?
Yeah. Ty, you want to jump on?
Sure. I'll just touch on what I'm allowed to touch on immediately. So we are working on actually attending the DecentralCon event in Miami in late November. With that is going to be some really cool displays of our product and in collaboration with some really cool partners. And so that's on our roadmap in the next about 50 days. So we're prepping for that. That's going to be awesome. And so obviously with that, that would mean our, you know, our display of our product is going to actually be our mobile app with our event ticket gating, essentially using NFTs to attend different private events around the main DecentralCon event. So we're excited for that. We're working hard on getting that prepared and everything. And we actually just pushed a new production server update. We had a dark mode just yesterday. And so we're really excited about that and any new updates that we have coming for that side. We also have Solana as part of a integration that we've been working on getting live on the web application. And then I think that's the immediate updates. And then if Lawrence wants to touch on anything else.
Yeah. Kind of the most exciting things that we have, I guess you could say Q4 by the end of the year, is rapidly adding additional chain support. So that's kind of a lot of the back end work. Additionally, we brought on some new engineering talent to help us really scale, so we can handle like tens of thousands concurrent requests of people joining TokenGate. The way our current product is architected, we can easily do a few thousand, but as we see this industry grow, We could expect to token gate, you know, users flooding through a gate at the rate of, you know, maybe 100,000 to, I mean, maybe even 1 million in a day in the future. As if a big brand drops an NFT project and they want to essentially token gate everybody to a, let's say, festival or something, you're going to need to be able to handle that scale. So a lot of behind the scenes, like re-architecting of our tech stack is happening, which is exciting. On the front of the scene, we're adding a lot of UI, UX improvements. Like Ty said, we just rolled out dark mode, I think really last night or maybe yesterday morning. And then our mobile app is getting pretty spiffy. I mean, it looks great. It's currently on my phone. It's on a lot of the other team's phones. It's in test flight on iOS, the beta store, and it's in the Google Play Store beta program as well. Those are all going to be out, rolling out by Q4. And then I think Q1 next year is really going to kick off the token economy for Nifty. I mean, we're building a lot of really cool on-chain things that will essentially allow people to really kick off the access to our ecosystem and really kind of show like what the token does and where it's going to go. So right now, Q4 mostly focused on the product and making that incredible. And then Q1 going into next year, it's all about our decentralized ecosystem and the Nifty token.
It's super exciting, guys. I love the roadmap. I just love where this project's going. Like, as soon as I started reading about you guys and trying to understand everything, because I'm still kind of new to this scene. And thank you guys for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for working with us. And we're working on cleaning up our messaging. You know, it's a lot of high level kind of, I don't want to say difficult concepts, but maybe difficult to explain concepts. Once you get it, you get it. So, you know, that's another big Q4 push for us is simplifying messaging. You know, and that's a problem that crypto has in general. Like, how do you explain what a smart contract is? How do you explain what a node is? How do you explain mining? Everything's very kind of hard to explain, but once you get it, you get it. So we're doing the same with Nifty, where it's like, okay, maybe there's a better way to explain this stuff. Maybe there's a better way to say this stuff. And so we're kind of A/B testing messaging and things like that. And, you know, it's kind of a hard process, but I think over the next month or two, it's going to become very clear on how to explain Nifty and how people can understand it pretty rapidly. And I think once we cross that hurdle of kind of like the educational gap of Nifty, then it's like smooth sailing. So, you know, probably Q4 is going to be one of our harder months as we're just launching. But I think, you know, myself, I've been in crypto since 2016 and Ty shortly after. So we've kind of seen a lot of the pitfalls other projects have done. I've spent a lot of time traveling throughout Asia, about 2 years going to, 50, 60 crypto conferences, meeting every project founder, every exchange. I mean, I'm talking to everybody. And we just kind of sat back and watched the industry blossom. And when we decided to jump in with Nifty, it was very well thought out. So everything we're doing here is kind of pretty strategic, but there's learning lessons along the way. And we're just happy to be working with like great partners like ApeSwap.
We appreciate you guys too. Now for everybody else, where can they find all of your guys' social networks?
Yeah, I go by Digital Lawrence on Twitter. That's like kind of my main channel. I'm also on Telegram, same handle. Discord, I think, same handle. And I have an Instagram, but it's kind of just not really, just kind of private, small, just like family and friends. So mostly Twitter is my main channel, and kind of looking to scale up kind of our social presence over time, doing these podcasts with great partners like ApeSwap, and Ty's got his own channels, I'm sure he'll share as well.
Yeah, and so my channels are actually on it's all the same across Twitter, Instagram, and Telegram. It's TYTAN, so it's Titan, but with a Y, and then INC at the end. Just all in entirety, you can just search across Telegram, Instagram, Twitter. And then for our Nifty Labs, it's actually NFTYLAB on Twitter and Instagram. That's our primary social that you can check out. And we're extremely active on those. And you can find like some of our other socials from there as well. And thanks again for having us on and letting us just kind of speak about our journey and what we've built and what we're going to be building. And I guess just to, you know, for closing comments, you know, I always leave this with every, you know, podcast or interview that we do. It's, you know, we're just very genuine, very transparent group of builders in this space. And we're just trying to create really cool technology that everybody can take part in and really just be rewarded in the process.
Beautiful, beautiful. Make sure you guys go follow these guys because they're going to be doing big things and they already are doing big things. And once again, thank you for coming on the podcast. Can't thank you enough.
Yeah, thank awesome. You. Really appreciate you having us. And, you know, we're stoked to continue to kind of do this more and more with you guys. It's been a great experience and no complaints on our end at all.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. You've been awesome. We really appreciate it. We're just going to continue to grow, hopefully, obviously, in tandem with you guys. And we're just excited for this whole journey.
Definitely. We're all looking forward to it for sure.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks so much.
Yep. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.